first half the sermon and then the Holy Communion.
Oops.
May your worship of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, bring you wellness and gladness this morning.
愿今天早上我们对我们主耶稣，我们这个和平之君的敬拜，能够给我们带来一个和平。
Brothers, sisters, and friends, hello.
弟兄姊妹们和朋友们，大家好。
Well, this morning, let us meditate upon the living word of God as recorded in Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 5.
今天早上我们要来一起思考一段记载在以赛亚书上的一段经文。
As we read the passage,
当我们读这段经文的时候,
let us bear in mind its message.
让我们来思考这样一个信息。
Peace comes when we wholeheartedly worship and obey God.
当我们能够来尽心的来敬拜我们的神。
Peace comes when we wholeheartedly worship and obey God.
当我们尽心的来敬拜和顺服我们的神的时候，和平就会来。So
let us read the statements together.
让我们一起来念这句话。First
in English and then in Chinese.
先英文后中文。1, 2, 3.
Peace comes when we wholeheartedly worship and obey God.
当我们全心敬拜及顺服神的时候，平安必会临到。So
let us read this passage together, first in English and then in Chinese.
让我们再来读一遍。Isaiah
chapter 2 verses 1 to 5 in English.
以赛亚书第二章一到五节，英文来。This
is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many peoples will come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many people. He will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
亚摩施的儿子以赛亚德默示。 论到犹大和耶路撒冷，末后的日子，耶和华的殿必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过万民，万民都要流归这山，必有许多国的民前往。说来吧，我们主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路。 因为训毁必要出于西安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。他必在列国中施行拯，对许多国判定是非。他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。这国并不打，他们并不敢学习军事。雅各家，来吧，我们在耶和华的光明中行走。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话。
May we rejoice in its hearing.
让我们听到的时候就来欢喜。
And before we meditate further upon this passage, let us go to our Lord in prayer.
让我们先来祷告。
Dear Abba,
亲爱的阿爸父,
By Jesus you had spoken,
借着耶稣你跟我们说,
Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。We
ask them for your spirit to fill us.
我们求你的圣灵来充满我们。So
that we can wholeheartedly worship you.
让我们能够全心的来敬拜你。
And wholeheartedly obey your truth.
能够来全心的来顺服你。
Help us to be enlightened by your word.
让你的圣灵来光照我们。
Mold us into worshippers who will worship you, our God, in spirit and truth.
塑造我们成为真正能够敬拜你的人。
We pray and believe.
我们这样的祷告和信靠。
In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Amen. Amen. The world is in chaos. The world desires peace.
因为今天的世界是一个混乱，也需要和平。
Internationally,
国际上
domestically,
我们国内
regionally,
或我们地域性的
locally,
还是我们本地的
personally,
还有我们个人的
within one's own very personal social circles, we can find chaos.
甚至在我们个人的一个社交圈里面，我们也看见混乱
from the news media to the social media,
当我们看见从新闻的媒体到一个社交的媒体。
From the White House to the black market of weapons and drugs and human trafficking.
从这个白宫一直到这个黑市，就是走私这些军火和毒品。
Picture after picture.
我们可以看见图片一张接一张的。
Videos after videos.
视频也是不断的出现。
Wailing after wailing.
在这里哀哭就不断的产生。
Screams after screams.
而且一个一个的大家都惊叫的声不断响起。
It's easy to throw our hands up and say, oh, enough, and I'm numbed to the violence and the deaths.
那很容易我们就把手举起来说，哎呀，够了，我们也对这些也就麻木了。
But there can be no denying that the world is in chaos.
但是我们不可否认这个世界正在处于一个混乱之中。
While preparing for the sermon, I stumbled across a few unsanitized YouTube videos.
在准备这个信息的时候，我好像看到过几个没有经过这种审核的一种一个 YouTube 上的视频。
These are videos on wars in the Middle East.
这就是关于在中东的战争的一些视频。
It really shocked me.
当然我非常的震惊。
It's bone chilling.
真是让人毛骨悚然。
It's heart wrenching.
让我们的心非常的绞碎的痛。
And you hear the soul shriveling wails.
当你听见那些哀哭的时候，你的灵魂似乎就一下子就萎缩了。
On live TV, a father was having a conversation and all of a sudden realized that the daughters are dead.
在一个直播的这个电视上面，他的父亲突然一下就意识到他的女儿已经死了。
And you see crowds of people running away from areas that have been just bombed in front of your eyes. Perhaps it is propaganda, but what if it's true?
看上去你就看见很多人在那里奔跑，因为那个炸弹炸下来。那可能这是一些宣传，但这个也是一个事实。
There was one day when an accident happened close to my home.
有一次在我家的附近有一个事故。
First you hear the screeching.
当我们听见那个刹车的这种声音。
Next you hear the bang.
那我们就看见一个撞击的声音。
Then there was silence.
然后就一片安静。
And very soon you hear a scream that really hits your gut.
那你就可以听见一个惊叫，能够让你觉得非常的恐可怕。
Totally helpless.
你就发现无助。
We're shocked.That there is such a reality such as something beyond happiness.
在这样的事实当中，超出样一个快乐的，就让你在那里非常的震惊。
And oftentimes when we talk about terrorism, we are saying, "Oh, it's them."
当我们谈到这个恐怖的时候，恐怖分子的时候，就说，哎呀，是他们的事。
It's always ISIS. It's always Al Qaeda.
那就是说，都是一些 Al Qaeda 或者是那个伊斯兰国的事情。
From the mouth of a survivor of the Paris shooting,
但是我们看见，如果是从这些生存者的角度去看
，they heard the gunmen say this.
他们听见这些枪击者这样说
，You killed our brothers in Syria, and here we are.
你在叙利亚杀了我们的弟兄，那我们这里也要来报复。
It is true that they have acts of terror, but we also forget that we are also bombing their lands.
但我们看见他们那个是一个恐怖的行为，但是我们也忘记了，我们也去轰炸他们的土地。
Between right and wrong,
在这个对和错之间
，We know that lives are lost.
我们知道生命已经丢失了。
And we know that there is this back and forth of vengeance and just vengeance.
但我们就看见这样不断反复的这样一个复仇。
You kill me, I'll kill you.
你杀我，我杀你。
Let's see who's the last man standing.
那看最后是杀到最后的。
So, by the raise of hands,
当我们能来举一下手。
There's no video recording, so no worries.
这里没有啊视频的啊记录，不用担心。
How many of us wish to hear another breaking news on terrorism, wherever it is?
啊，但我们我这里有多少人期待能够再知道一个爆炸性的新闻，关于这个恐怖分子的
？How many of us wish to hear another breaking news on a massacre, whoever it is by?
啊，那有多少人是希望再一次能够听见一个爆炸的新闻，不管是在哪里发生的一个大屠杀的
？How many of us wish to hear the breaking news that wars everywhere have ceased?
那有多少人想知道，渴望知道，无论在各处，这个战争都已经停止了
？Not many. Interesting.
啊，没有很多。
So we kind of don't care about the war, but we also whether it stays or not, as long as it doesn't come to me.
好像我们对战争并不在乎，好像对这个战争是不是能够停止，我们也不在乎。
It's okay. Honesty is helpful.
啊，没关系，如果是诚实的话，也是可以的。
But maybe also because we're Chinese, we're shy, so.
也可能是因为我们是中国人，我们都非常的害羞。
Okay. Next question. How many of us wish to hear the breaking news that peace has come upon the land?
有多少人愿意想知道这个和平就能够来到这个地上？
Praise to God for peace.
我们赞美神，为他的平安来感谢他。
Well then, let us listen intently to the proclamation of Isaiah, the prophet that he made more than 2,500 years ago.
让我们再一次来听先知以赛亚在2500年前给我们宣告的一段信息。
Let us listen intently to this timeless breaking news from God to us.
让我们来听这一段是永恒的这样的一个大新闻。
This is news about the cessation of war.
这是也是关于一个战争的一个信息。
This is news about the coming of peace.
也是关于这样要来临的这样的一个和平。
If CNN or BBC are all that we have today about reality,
这个 BBC 和 CNN 让我们看见的都是我们现在的现状。
Then we definitely will despair.
那我们当然是觉得非常的无助。
But we do have news beyond the printing press and the newsroom.
对，但是我们有超越这样的一个媒介的这样的一个新闻的这样的消息。
We are foretold.A different reality.
因为我们已经被告诉有不同的一个现状。
A far more beautiful reality in God's good news.
在神的这个好的信息里面有一个更美好的消息。
In this good news,
这个好的消息
despite the darkness that's around us,
尽管周围还是有黑暗
we can have comfort,
我们可以被安慰
joy,
我们有喜乐
hope,
我们有盼望
peace,
我们有和平
all this as God's people.
那这些都让我们属神的百姓都有。
Peace comes when we wholeheartedly worship and obey God.
当我们全心的来敬拜、来顺服神的时候，和平必然临到。
So it is written in verse 1.
在第一节是这样写到的。
This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem.
那亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚德默士论到犹大和耶路撒冷。
It indicates that he wasn't hallucinating or just imagining.
这里让我们看见他不是在这里异想天开或者是在做梦。
It's a vision that has been given to him.
是他领受到一个异象。
And when the word saw is used,
但是我们看见这个德默士在这里用到这个词。
It indicates that the prophet has been given insight into God's will through a vision.
当我们在看见这样的一个先知，他已经得到了神给他的一个里面看见的一个意象。
It carries the authority of God.
他带着神的一个权柄。
And it will result as a promise of God.
也会带出神的这样一个应许的结果。
And we see that God has much to say to Judah and Jerusalem.
当我们看见神有很多要对这个犹大和耶路撒冷要说的话。
From verses 2-4.
那我们看见从一到四节。
In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many peoples will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths." The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore.
1-4节，末后的日子，耶和华的殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过，过于万里，万民都要流归这山，也有许多国的民前往，说：来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿，主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于西安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷，他必在列国中施行审判，为许多国民判断断定是非，他们要将刀打成犁头，要将枪打成镰刀，这国不举刀攻击那国，他们必不再学习战士。
Here we are given a glorious vision.
这里我们神给我们看见一个非常荣耀的一个意象。
A glorious vision of exaltation.
这样是一个非常荣耀的一个一个引述一个非常荣耀的意象
of obedience，
让我们看见其中的这样的一个顺服
of justice，
看见一个公义
and of peace，
看见一个和平。
The mountain of the Lord's temple is Mount Zion，
那耶和华的山就是在西安。
And it is said that it will be the highest of the mountains。
在这里说是应该是最高的山
exalted above all hills，
高举过万里。
Mount Zion is geographically not the highest mountain in the land of Israel。
锡安山在耶路撒在以色列并不是最高的山。
So what does highest mean then？
那这里说高最高的是什么意思呢？
Highest means it is the most exalted。
那这里的高是说被高举的。
Why is that so？
那为什么这样呢？
Because of the very presence of the Lord on the mountain.
因为神的灵在降临在那个神圣山上。
In verse 3, we're told that the Lord will reside in his temple on Mount Zion.
那我们看见第三节，耶和华是住在这个锡安山上。
The ancients tend to think differently.
那我们一些先祖们可能是有不同的想法。
They built their temples in the highest peak, geographically, the highest peak.
那他们把他们的圣殿建在一个地理位置最高的山上。
For example, the Greeks will build the temples on Mount Olympus.
那希腊可以在这个奥林匹山上建立一个殿。
That's because that means that way they would be closer to heaven.
那样子好像似乎是更接近天堂。
Or rather, the closest to heaven.
那应该是比较更接近这样的一个天。
But when it comes to the Lord of Israel, it works differently.
那当我们看见我们以色列的神呢，好是不一样的。
We see that it is the Lord Himself who gives the prominence, who gives the worth.
但我们在这里看见神在这里，我们看见的是看见他的重要性。
For example, imagine this: the same house.
让我们来想象一下同样一个房子。
Someone tells you, "Oh, Pastor Samuel lives in here."
有人告诉你说啊，我们撒缪牧师住在这里。
You're like, "Okay."
你说，哎呀，你没什么。
Same house.
同样一个房子。
Someone tells you President Obama lives in here.
有人说奥巴马总统住在里面。
You go, whoa.
你会说是吗？
It's not the place. It's the resident.
不是这个地方，是这个的他的地方的重要性。
The Lord, when He resides on Mount Zion, He Himself gives prominence.
但耶和华住在这个山上，这个山上就显出他的重要性。
In fact, in Chinese, there's an idiom that's quite vivid.
在中文里面有个成语好像似乎非常形象。
You love the crow because it's residing on a house that you also like. 爱屋及乌。
爱屋及乌啊，哇。Good English translation.
So oftentimes we see that we are not restricted to just the setting.
很多时候我们不只限制于我们的一个背景。
For each and every one of us Christians, we now understand.That it is not how beautiful this sanctuary is.
对我们每一个基督徒来讲，不只是说这样的一个圣坛是很多有多美丽。
We are told that we, as a community, we are the temple of the Lord.
那在这里我们要知道，我们是神的殿。
Where the Holy Spirit dwells.
我们是圣灵所居住的殿。
This is in the Book of Corinthians.
这在哥林多前书哥林多书里面有记载。
So how is it that we will regard ourselves as holy or not?
那我们怎样才能知道自己是圣洁还是不是圣洁的呢？
If we forget that the Holy Spirit dwells in us, that we are sanctified, it's easy for us to just walk the way of evil.
啊，如果我们不意识到我们是由圣灵居住在里面来让我们成圣的话，我们可能就走向一种邪恶。
It is not the way that we dress, the way that we talk, that ultimately gives us our prominence.
并不是因为我们所说的我们所穿的能够让我们看见我们是什么样的人。
It is the Lord himself who has given himself to us who will make us the worth, who will give us the worth before him.
那就是因为神他自己给了我们才让我们在这个人有价值。
A beautiful house, a tiny house, great, blessings from God.
不管是房子的大小都很好，因为有神的祝福。
But take comfort and hope and peace to know that ultimately is the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. God the Spirit dwells with us.
那如果我们知道我们能够因着神的圣灵住在我们里面的时候，我们有盼望啊，我们有喜乐，我们能够被安慰的时候，那是重要的。
We also hear Isaiah saying that people are streaming to the mount of the Lord.
但我们这里也看见以赛亚告诉我们，万民都在这里流归到这个山上。
I don't know if you've been to a concert or a sports event.
我不知道大家有没有参加过一些体育的一些比赛。
You really will see people streaming in, and you just sometimes walking a little like penguins.
那我们就看见很多人都涌流到这样的一个体育场里面坐在那里，有时候可能就像一个企鹅一样的在那里观看。
The bigger the concert, the bigger the sports event.
那这个音乐会很大，这个体育也运动也很大。
The larger the crowd.
那更这样更吸引更大的一个人。
And with the Lord.
但是在我们神里面
He is more superstar than all superstar celebrities combined.
他超过所有这一切巨星的这样的一个总和。
He is greater than the greatest match of the season that you ever witness.
他在这个你所能看见的最好的这个比赛里面的比赛。
And this streaming forth is a sign of the exaltation.
那我们看见在这里民众的涌流在这里我们是看见一个高举一个从尊崇的一个景象。
That is a picture of exaltation.
那我们这里是看见一个尊崇的图片。
Isaiah then paints for us a vision of obedience.
以赛亚在这里给我们画出一个顺服的这样一个画面。
These people who are going to the mount of the Lord says, "Come, let us go up."
在这些人都去到这样的一个神的殿中的山中说来让我们一起去吧。
So it's saying that they have personally made a decision to exercise the will to say, okay, let's go.
这让我们看见他们做了一个个人的决定来有自愿的来说去。
And by saying let's go, it's also inviting others to come along. So it's not just the individual, it's a community.
但他说去的时候他不只是自己去他也邀请人一起去就是一个群体的。
And if any of you have gone hiking before, even up a gentle slope, it takes effort.
大家是不是有做过徒步，甚至有一个很小的坡，那都需要一些体力的。
So there is an exercising of the person's will.
当我们在这里来用我们自己这样的一个自由意志。
There is a concern for others with the invitation to come along.
那我们也在这里也顾及他人，邀请他们一起来。
And there's actually putting in an effort.To get to your final destination.
在这里我们要付出努力来去到我们的要去的地方。
I think about the short-term mission team the past July.
在过去的在今年的七月份，我想到了我们的这个短宣队。
We were scaling this place called the Elephant Mountain.
我们在这里来看这个 Elephant Mountain 这个大象山。
Literally, 象山。
象山 ，Oh, okay.
And to see the beauty of Taipei City in the night.
所以来看台北的夜市有多美。
I apologize, I forgot to give you a picture.
很抱歉，我没有一张图片。
But now you could just go online and type in 象山 night view.
那你是可以去上网就打入象山一个夜景。
We are told how beautiful it is.
我们都听说过它有多美。
We saw a picture of how beautiful it is from one of our team members.
从我们的一个队员里面，我也看见一个图片，它有多美。
And we say we gotta go.
但我说我们得去。
And gotta go means we gotta work those lungs and leg muscles up those flights of stairs.
那这个意思就是说我们要来运动，我们要来锻炼我们的这个腿和我们的肺，让我们能够走上这样一个很坡度高的这样一个梯子。
And when we finally get to the first platform, there are multiple platforms, but when we got to the first one,
当我们走完第一段台阶的时候，它有不同很多阶。
It goes beyond just saying, "Oh, okay, yeah, it's beautiful. I confirm the fact. Let's go home."
所以你走到那里的时候，你就说，哎，这里是很漂亮，哎，那我们可以回家了。
Next knowledge about Taipei City, please.
好，那我们就说，哎，那下一个关于台北的这样的一个信息呢
？It is not that you want to stay around. You want to immerse yourself in that moment.
不是那样的，你站在那里的时候，你就想能够融入到当时的一个情景里面、环境里面去。
Selfie, wifi, group picture, let's hang out.
在那边就尽情的享受，然后也照一些我们的一些团体照。
It is something that goes beyond knowledge. It goes right down into the core of your entire person.
这不是知识上能给你的，那只是在你所能够经历到的这样的一个里面所得到的。
And that is the purpose of why these people want to go up to the Lord's mountain.
这个就是为什么这些人要出来上到耶和华山的殿的山上去。
Because they say he will teach us his way so that we may walk in his path.
在这里说他会教训，把他的道教训我们，我们可以行在他的路上，道中。
So that.
因着这样
What does that mean? It means that there is going to be a response. There's going to be a result.
但我们看见，因为我们有回应，那我们就会可以有个结果。
You eat so that you will not be hungry.
你吃了，我们吃饭是因为我们不会再饥饿。
You exercise so that you can burn calories.
那我们在这里运动，我们就可以来减肥。
So that 燃烧热量了哈，不一定要减肥了哈。
Oh, okay. 来烧热量，
比较敏感一点 ，a little sensitive. Okay,
that's fine.
So that
那是这样。
What's the result?
那的结果是什么
？The aim is to walk in His path.
那我们的目的就是要走在他的道中。
Those who scale the Lord's mountain are determined not only to hear the good teachings.
那些要去到耶和华山上的人，他不只是要听到耶和华的教训
，but to translate the good teachings into real life action，
能够把他好的这样的一个教训能够行在他们的生命里面。
From the head to the heart to the hands，
从这个头到心，然后到手。
And this is obedience，
这个就是顺服。
It's to go to the Lord to say what you say we will do，
就来到神的面前说你这样你怎么说我就怎么做。
Pastor Keller wrote this little anecdote.
那有一个牧师是这么写。
When one of my sons were around 8 years old,
那我有一个儿子在八岁的时候。
He began to exert his will and resist his parents' directions.
他就开始用他的这个自由意志来叛逆他的父母。
One time I told him to do something and he said,
有一次我告诉他要做一些事情，但他说
，Dad,
他说爸爸
，I'll obey you and do this.
我可以来服从你做这个
，but
但是
，only if you first explain to me why I should do it。
但你必须要解释我为什么要这么做。
I respond. The pastor responded something like this.
那这个牧师是这样子回答的
：If you obey me only because it makes sense to you, then it's not obedience. It's just agreement.
好，如果你来顺服我，只是因为对你有益，那这个就不是一个顺服。
When I first read this, it hit me like more than a rock.
因为这是一个我们的意见，我们彼此同意的意见。那读到这个的时候就让我非常的惊讶。
Because God really made me understand that oftentimes I'm looking for agreement.
那在这里让我们神也经常让我看见，我们所要得到的是一些我们的协议。
In the disguise of obedience.
然后在这个用借着这样的一个顺服的这样一个幌子。
I want to still be the person who is right.
我们要成为这样一个对的人。
I still want to be the one who exercises my own will to determine what I want to do.
我们要同时用我们自己的自由意志来决定什么是对的。
Sometimes when people now come to me and ask, "What do you think I should do?"
那有人来问我那我应该做什么呢？
So, are you looking for me to agree with you, or are you looking for my honest opinion?
你来是为了争取我的同意呢，你还是要来听我真正的一个意见？
Because it really asks the person if we are open to changing our minds.
这里就是告诉我们，真的要一个人能够打开，能够来变化。
So more often than not, we're seeking agreement with God. When we look into His Word, we're like, "Oh, okay, I like that. So I'll do that."
很多时候我们实际上是寻求别人的一个同意的意见，说哎是这样，哎我喜欢这个，哎我可以这么做。
Oh, I'm supposed to give cheerfully 30% of my income. Hmm.
那我应该非常喜乐的来把我30%的这个收入能够奉献出来吗？
Let's stick to the 10%.
那我们就还是10%吧。
These people are going to the mountain with a determination to obey.
这些人他能够永留到耶和华山上的时候，他们是定义要来顺服。
Even if at that time they don't agree, even if at that time they don't understand,
甚至在那个时候他并不同意，或者他并不明白。
Let's just do this.
那我们就这样做。
That is trust.
这个就是一个信任。
To trust in God that He is that perfect God who knows what He's saying and what He's doing.
因为我们信任的是一个完美的神，因为他说的是可信的。
If not, it's an obnoxious pride to say, God, you really don't know what you're doing. I know myself better than you know me.
那很多时候我们不这样说的话，那我们就在怀疑神说，啊，你不知道是怎么做，那我知道。
Here Isaiah says there's ways and there's path.
那在以赛亚在这里说，这里有道有路。
And specifically, what are these ways, what are these paths?
那具体来说是什么样的道，什么样的路呢？
In verse 4, the law and the word of the Lord.
所以我们看见这里是耶和华的训诲和耶和华的言语。
To come right back down to the very fundamental of God's holy word.
所以我们在回到最根本的神的圣洁的话语上面。
For them back then is the Mosaic law.
在那边那个时代就是摩西的律法。
For us today is the whole counsel of the word of God.
那对我们今天来讲是整个圣经的话语。
And here, Isaiah tells us that the Lord is going to teach.
但我们在这里看见这个神要来教诲我们。
He's not only going to give you the big principles.
他不只是给你一些大的理论。
He's going to give you specific instructions.
他会给你非常具体的一些命令。
For those of us who do not like to look at the manual and like to just play around,
有很多人就不喜欢看这个说明书的，只是想自己去不断的去尝试的。
This might be a challenge then.
那这个可能对你来是一个挑战。
Because the Lord will say, "This is what you do."
那神在这里说，这是你要做的。
And you might say, "Let me try something else." If it doesn't work, I'll come back to this.
那你说没关系，那我要是自己我这样做，我想这样做，那你就还是。
For some of us who are more keen to just give me step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
那很多时候我们更希望就是说，那你就给我1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6的这样一个。
Maybe it will be an easier time.
那也许那样会比较容易一些。
I think of the difference between making an actual complicated model of, say, Gundam.
我们来做，sorry.
有一个日本机械模型，机械人的模型。
OK， 有一个日本人高胆的。高达高达机械模型，高达非常复杂的高达的机械模型
，versus a box of Legos
那就是说跟一盒子的这个积木来对比。
With Legos, it does allow you to exercise creativity that God has given you.
那你用那个Lego 积木可以来展示你的这样一个创造力。
I want the red here. I want the blue there. Let's make something.
我要红的这里绿的这里，然后把它造成一个东西。
But when it comes to Gundam, all the pieces matter where they fit.
那对于这个复杂的机械来讲，每一个部件都必须要很好的能够在里面。
One of the short-term mission team members showed me just how complicated it actually is.
那我们短线队的一个队员给我们看了是有多复杂。
You have specific tools like Twizzlers, put a little.Thing right there, like wow.
所以你要去用一个非常一些镊子，或者把一个很小的一个小东西很仔细的要把它放进去，所以是非常的很惊讶的。
And boom, exquisite model.
然后放在那里，你就看见一个非常好的一个模型。
We tend to think that the law of the Lord is just like rules or legal instructions.
当我们看见耶和华给我们的一些训诲的时候，我们很容易就认为这是一个法律或条文。
But we need to understand that when we say we want to obey the law of the Lord, it is to obey the will of God for all of life.
那我们在这里，我们说遵从来顺服神的话，实际上我们是顺服神给所有人的一个律法。
Meaning that behind every do this or do not do that, there is a deeper purpose.
在所有说这个可做不可这个不可做的后面，还有一个更深的含义。
It is always for life to blossom.
是让生命能够在这里绽放开来。
So a picture of exaltation and obedience.
当我们看见这样一幅我们顺服和遵从的图片。
And we see then the next, a picture of justice.
那我们在这里也看见一个公义的下面的一个公义的图片。
Isaiah tells us that he, the Lord, is going to judge between nations and settle disputes.
那在我们看见以赛亚说他要来断定为多民来断定是非。
This is in fact an example of what the Lord's way and path and law and the word is.
那在我们看见这里就是一个关于神。的一个道路这样的一个一个例子
and so we'll see that it is an example of the Lord's justice.
但我们看见这是一个神的公义的一个例子。
It's going to be true.
应该是真有具有真理的是真实的。
Wise
是有智慧的。
Fair
是公平的。
And right
是公正的。
And if we do not trust in God to be the final judge, then inevitably we will want to take matters into our own hands.
如果我们不能够来相信神是最后的那个审判的话，那我们很容易就会要自己来主控这一切。
Because we will think, how else can I get justice?
因为你在想，我怎么样能够得到公义呢？
I have been harmed.
因为我受到了伤害。
Is the person just going to get away?
那些人就没事了吗？
It is.A good cry to know that there is the need for justice in this world.
这的确是给我们看见我们来呼求需要这个世界需要这样的一个公义。
Recently watched a movie titled Secret in Their Eyes.
最近我看了一个电影叫 Secrets.
Secret in Their Eyes. 他们眼中的秘密。
他们眼中的秘密。
And if you're not a big fan of very dark humanity being shown on big screens.
如果你并不是喜欢那些让人的这样的最黑暗的这样的一面能够在屏幕上显示的人的话
then this movie may not be for you.
那你最好不要看这个电影。
It's not that I like that darkness.
并不是因为我喜欢这个人性的黑暗。
But there's Julia Roberts in there, one of my favorite actresses.
那是因为 Julia Roberts 的这个我最喜欢的演员在里面。
And then there's Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman 也在里面。
So I think, perfect, these are actresses who will act.
那我知道这些都是那些演技派的这些女演员。
And from the trailer, it really looked intriguing and it was.
那从他这个广告的影片里面看见的确是很吸引人。
But I walked out of the theater feeling a little nauseous.
当我走出这个电影院的时候，我就觉得非常的昏暗。
It is chilling detective story and with a twist.
那的确是一个侦探的故事，但是其中有很多不同的一些。
Not going to spoil it for you.
那我不需要把它。
But the depiction of human wickedness is even more chilling.
当我们想到人性的黑暗的时候，会让我们更毛骨悚然。
And we see that no matter who you are, as long as you're human, we have the potential to be so evil.
不管我们是谁，只要我们是人，我们都有可能变成一个非常邪恶的人。
And for some of us who have been harmed before, however way,
那我们当中有些人以前被受到伤害过。
Perhaps we find that there were moments when in our minds we're thinking of a ploy.
那我们在我们脑子中，我们可能会想到一些。
You slap me one time, I'll punch you 10 times.
你打了我一个耳光，我要来打你十拳。
You hit my car.
你撞了我的车。
I'll make you pay, and I'll smash your house windows.
然后我要让你付代价，我要来砸碎你的房子的窗户。
And now you're thinking, ooh, Pastor Samuel, evil, good.
那你在想哇，三明牧师很邪恶啊。
I acknowledge I'm a sinner.
我知道我是一个罪人。
Redeemed by grace.
意思如果没有神的恩典的话。
And truly, there are times when your anger, you just want to like,
的确的，在你很愤怒的时候，你真的是想要爆发出来。
Taking things into our own hands.
用你自己的手来做一切能所做的事情。
But here Isaiah says, at that time, peace will come because the Lord will reign in terms of justice.
在这里我们看见时候来的时候，神要来掌管。
And because there is obedience, we are willing to hear and accept the verdict of the Lord.
因为我们的顺服，我们愿意来领受神给我们的审判。
When Jesus Christ tells us to pray for enemies,
当耶稣基督告诉我们来为仇敌祷告的时候，
obedience will bring us to start praying.
那我们的顺服就会让我们去为他们祷告。
But if we are still to take matters into our own hands, we are like, what? No.
那如果是因为我们自己要来掌管的处理的话，我们就是说什么不可以。
And just as Apostle Paul tells us,
就像使徒保罗告诉我们一样。
Remember that the Lord is the one who will avenge; He will repay.
让我们记住，神是为我们伸冤的那位神，他是为我们来报仇的那位。
This is in Romans chapter 12.
这是在罗马书。
In fact, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink.
如果你的仇敌饿了，给他吃一点；如果他饥渴了，就给他喝。
It is very hard to imagine as of this moment.
在这个时候，我们其实很难想象。
But I don't know what the world will become if we stop dropping bombs and instead we start dropping AIDS.
如果在这里我们看见，如果我们不再投这些炸弹的话，如果我们只是投一些去帮助他们的话，我不敢想象是什么样一个情形。
Food，
如果我们给他们食物
，Water，
给他们水
，Clothing，
给他们衣服
，The things that the pagans go after，
所有这些外邦人所要去得到的东西。
As Jesus said in Matthew 6，
就在耶稣在马太福音第六章说的。
To show that God is fair and He shines the sunlight on both the wicked and the ungrateful and the righteous.
让我们看见这个太阳照好人也在照歹人。
I don't know what will happen.
我不知道将会什么样子。
But I also do trust that this is God's word.
但我相信这是神的话语。
To feed your enemy, to give him something to drink.
来给你的仇敌来吃，给他喝。
There is a certain love that will melt even the craziest, stiffest neck.
即使再硬的景象，因着爱也能够被融化。
And then there is peace.
能带来的就是和平。
A picture of peace that Isaiah paints for us.
那我们看见以赛亚给我们看见的一个和平的景象。
This is a very vivid description.
这是一个非常鲜活的一个描述。
Swords into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks.
把刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。
It's a 180 transformation.
这是180度的一个转化。
What was destructive is now productive.
原先是非常摧毁的，现在变成了一个建造性的。
We see that there is now order again established as if it is back into Eden.
当我们看见在伊甸园的时候，我们就看见刚开始的给我们的一个秩序和秘密。
To flourish the land, to flourish humanity, there is life-giving tools available.
所以让我们能够来生养众多，管理全地，让我们人类能够在这里能够生养众多。
It is to turn around this broken order that resulted from sin and death.
那因着这样的一个罪，所以整个这样的一个秩序被打乱、打破，然后我们产生了死亡。
Genesis 3, sin.
当我们看见创世纪第三章罪。
Genesis 4, big jump.
当我们看见第四章一个大的跳跃。
We see the first murder.
我们看见了第一桩谋杀案。
A brother killing another.
兄弟之间的彼此的谋杀。
Because of sin, life is taken away.
因为罪把人的生命带走、夺取。
When God is allowed to take governance of justice,
如果神要来掌管的话，
there will be life, not death.
我们要看见的就是生命，不是死亡。
There will be wisdom, not foolishness.
但我们看见的是智慧，而不是愚昧。
And we already could have hope.
那我们已经有了盼望。
Because if you want to read again Isaiah, chapter 2, verse 4.
如果我们再一次来看以赛亚书第二章第四节的话。
And I don't know how clear you can see these pictures, but you could go online again, Google weapons into art.
我不知道大家看得清楚看不清楚，如果你上网就查一下，就是说 weapons
into art.
Into art.
You see the sculpture of an elephant.
你看见一个大象的这样的一个雕塑。
That all that little black dots below, those are musical instruments.
但你看见那些小小的一点一点的，都是一些音乐的这一个乐器。
And the portrait of President Lincoln.
那个林肯的那个图像。
That is made out of bullets.
那是用那个子弹摆出来的。
And then scorched to give the different tones.
在那边有给出不同这样的一个颜色。
These are already works in progress to show that there is something that can be done beyond just firing bullets at one another.
但是我们在这里看见人们已经在努力地说，除了能够用子弹来射击的话，我们可以做一些其他的事情。
And if you are saying, "Oh, these are not tools,"
那我们看见这不是一些什么工具。
Then look at this project.
让我们来看这样的一个项目。
These are shovels.
这些都是一个铲子。
1,527 guns were melted to make 1,527 shovels to plant 1,527 trees.
Wow, 这里就是看见有很多很多很多这个枪武器被融化了以后，然后有很多的树，然后造成了这一个项目。
武器变成铲子来种树。
武器变成铲子来种树。
We see that total global peace results when God is in command on the judgment seat.
当我们看见，如果神是坐在一个审判的座位上的时候，来，我们就看见和平就可以领导全球。
It's not going to be the UN.
和平不是因为 UN 就能够得到的。
It's not going to be Miss Universe.
应该不可能是因为一个环球小姐。
It's going to be the Lord.
应该是我们的耶和华神。
God is the one who will give the just verdict.
神会给出最后的一个判决。
And so here we see what war really is.
让我们在这里看见什么是真正的战争。
As an acronym, what atrocious rebellion against God.
让我们看见就是说一个荒唐的背叛反抗。
It truly is atrocious. It is wicked.
在这里我们看见是非常邪恶的。
But it's not just crimes against humanity.
这里不只是对人类的一个邪恶。
But it's crimes against the Lord of humanity.
是因着对也是对神的一个所犯的罪。
And in James chapter 4 it tells us, "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be friend of the world becomes an enemy of God."
所以在这里我们看见你们这些淫乱的人呐、岂不知道世俗为友就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的就是与神为敌了。
My apologies to Deacon Brother Daniel because this was added on late last night. So he doesn't have that in his copy. But wonderful. So by the show of hands again.
好，那我们再一次来看看，我们有没有手
？How many of us wish to hear? How many of us wish to hear the breaking news that wars everywhere has ceased?
对，那我们再来举手，看有多少人希望能够看见一个爆破性的新闻。
And how many of us wish to hear the breaking news that peace has come upon the land?
我们听到这样的新闻，这样的一个和平会临到这个地。
This means that we yearn for the kingdom of God.
让我们知道，我们在这里就是为了神的国度。
It tells us that we yearn for the kingdom of God to be established.
让我们看见，我们在这里神的国要在这里被建立。
Because this total global peace will only come when the law goes out from Zion.
当我们看见这个全球的和平只有耶和华神从锡安山出去的时候
And when the nations and the peoples walk in the way of the Lord
当我们看见万民和万族的时候跟随神的时候
No other religion tells you this
没有任何一个宗教告诉你是这样的
Some build their religion on blood
有些是告诉你怎样如何的去血腥的。
Some built totally on selfishness.
有的是建造在一个非常的自私自利的上面。
And there are those that if you do a mathematical calculation, it doesn't make sense.
如果你去做一些数学的计算的话，是没有任何就是没有什么可以理喻的。
And there's no religion that has been able to bring peace on earth.
没有任何一个宗教可以在地上带来和平。
But in the Christian faith,
只有在耶稣在基督徒的信仰上。
Even in the deep of the World War,
甚至是在第二战最黑暗的时候。
On Christmas Eve,
在圣诞夜的时候。
Enemies can come together and sing Christmas carols.
那所有的敌人都能够一起来唱这样的一个圣诞歌。
It is a faith that unites.
是因着我们的信能够让我们联合。
It's a faith that breaks us beyond ourselves so that we can love one another as our neighbors.
因着信，所以让我们能够突破自己，能够彼此的相爱。
Unfortunately, the troops have to break again because under the law of each nation, they are to fight.
那当我们看见这个又被破坏了，因为每一个国都在攻打过。
But there was that one moment of holy night, silent night.
但是我们看见，只有在那一个神圣的一刻那就是那个平安夜。
Only Christianity.
只有我们的基督的信仰。
It means that we do yearn for God's kingdom to come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
但是我们看见，我们的确是渴望能够神的这样的一个国度。
But the message from Isaiah is not done.
但我们看见以赛亚的信息并没有到此结束。
At verse 4, we're like yes.
但我们看到第四节的时候，我们说是的。
And then we hear verse 5, we hear it as if it was an invitation.
因为我们这个听见以赛亚好像似乎在邀请我们。
Isaiah says, "Oh, come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord."
让我们看见说，后来吧，雅各家的多来，让我们一起走在神的光明的道上。
Isaiah chapter 2 verses 1 to 4 comes as a shock to the Jews.
那以赛亚书一到四节对以色列人来讲是一个非常的抨击，震惊的抨击。
Because the nations and the peoples as described in verses 2 to 3 does not include them.
因为我们看见在第二、第三节里面所描述的这样的一个景象里面，以色列人并不在其中。
These are specific words describing the Gentile nations, the ones that they hate.
但是我们所看见的是有关这些外邦人的，是他们所恨恶的。
Israel is the chosen one, and yet they're not the ones who are streaming to the mountain of the Lord.
但是以色列人他们是被拣选的，但他却不是这些涌向耶和华山的这些人。
It tells us.That the house of God has fallen away from the God Himself.
所以我们看见，我们神的殿似乎就已经远离了。
It is as if Isaiah is now turning around to God's people and saying, "Now that you see the vision of God's kingdom of peace, do you want in or do you want out?"
那以赛亚现在转过来对这些人说：“现在你看见神给人这些人的这一个意象，你是要进来呢，你还是要出去？”
It is a great irony because Israel is the chosen one to lead the Gentile nations into the light of the Lord.
因为这是一个非常讽刺性的，因为以色列人他是被神拣选的，他是要让外邦人带领外邦人进入光明的。
In the opening four chapters of Isaiah, God's people have totally forsaken the way of the Lord.
但是我们看见在以赛亚书里面的时候，这个神的选民。
So now instead of leading people, they are to be led by the example of the Gentile nations.
相反的，他们不是在带领这些人，反而是让这些外邦人来带领他们。
And there's another great irony.
那在另外还有另外一个讽刺性的意义。
We see that Isaiah chapter 2, immediately after verse 5, verses 6 to 8, it tells of us how badly the people of God has forsaken the way of the Lord.
但我们看见在以赛亚书第二章第六到第八节里面所说的。
And here we see that Israel now resembles more of the Gentile nations.
但我们在这里看见以色列就更像外邦人了。
They would rather have superstition than God's law.
他们宁愿去有一些那种一些外邦人的习俗。
They would rather trust in prosperity and militia and technology instead of God himself.
他们所信的只是一些繁华的一些技术的不是神自己。
And so now Isaiah repeats the same call to worship.
那神在这里以赛亚在这里再一次重申来神的子民来敬拜神。
A call to obedience.
来呼吁大家要来顺服。
A call to repentance.
来呼吁大家要来悔改。
For who?
为谁呢？
The people of God.
为神的百姓。
Just as the call of the Gentile nation says, "Come, let us go up."
那在这里就是说，就相当于也同样的说，对外邦人来说，来吧，我们。
Isaiah says to the people of God the same thing, "Come, let us go up."
也对神的选民也说，来吧，我们也上去。
So, dear family members of God's household.
我们亲爱的这个神家中的弟兄姊妹们。
More than 2,500 years later.
2,500 年以后。
The hammer stroke of Isaiah chapter 2 verse 5 still falls on us today.
他们神所让我们看见的这样的一个景象，今天也是用在我们身上。
Will we walk in the light of the Lord?
当我们走在神的光中。
And it's not just a walk that walk that weaves between shadow and light, shadow and light.
不只是我们在这样的一个阴暗和光中这样的一个徘徊的这样的前进的行走。
But it's to walk on the path that has the light shining.
是走在一条道上是有光一直照着的。
Will we wholeheartedly worship God and wholeheartedly obey His instructions?
当我们全心来敬拜，我们全心来遵从神的时候
，Perhaps as we look to the news, we are now awakened to the need of peace and the preciousness of peace.
当我们来看见这些新闻的时候，那我们就更珍惜这样的一个和平。
But how do we think that peace will come?
当我们知道和平怎么样能来呢
？Peace comes only when we wholeheartedly worship and obey God.
和平来临的时候，只有在我们全心来敬拜顺服他的时候。
And just to give you another acronym based on the word war.
那我们在这个 war 上面有另外一个缩写。
To no longer have war.
我们就不再有战争。
We must have the wonder for God.
我们必须要对神的一个惊叹。
We must have the confession of the atrocities of our sins.
我们必须要来悔改，承认我们的一个邪恶。
And we must trust in the redemption.In Christ,
我们必须来信靠耶稣基督的救赎。
Wonder for God,
神的对神的一个惊叹。
Atrocities of sin,
我们的罪。
Redemption of Christ,
耶稣基督的救赎。
The wonder for God is to see how beautiful and majestic God is.
在这里，我们看见神的对神的惊叹是对他的一个雄伟壮观的一个惊叹。
In Deuteronomy chapter 4,
在生命记第四章。
When you really know who God is,
但你知道真正神是谁的话，
you know that He is close to you.
你知道他其实是离你很近，就在你身边。
He loves you.
他爱你。
And He does give righteousness.
他的确为你伸冤。
And that His laws are just.
他也同样的审判。
There is an eagerness to learn and eagerness to practice.
那我们里面就有非常的迫切的期待，要来知道，要来来行出来。
I heard the testimony of a leader said this.
我听见一个有一个领袖这样说。
I knew I was reborn because I grew an appetite for God's word.
因为我知道我已经重生了，因为我对神的话语已经有那个渴慕。
Sunday school is no longer a waste of time.
我们的主日学不再是浪费时间。
Personal quiet time is not a chore.
我们的这个安静与神的时间不再是一个任务。
Eager to listen to God's word.
我们非常迫切的想听神的话语。
A question to many of us can be this.
那对我们大家有这样一个问题。
I'm sorry, it's to all of us, myself.
对我们所有的人，包括我自己。
Are the words of philosophers and politicians and poets more attractive to our ears than God's word alone?
那是我们哲学家的他们的言语，或者是我们政客的言语，比神的话语更能够吸引我们的耳朵吗
？The short-term mission team has to go through a challenge.
那我们的这个短宣队都要经历一些挑战。
One of it is called the radio silence.
一个就是说这个在收音机当中来安静。
Meaning every music that you're listening to in your life, they are to be shut out for 1 week.
你在你生命中所听的所有的这些音乐，在一个星期内都没有。
It was a challenge.
这是一个挑战。
Because many like to have the background noise.
因为很多人都希望有背景的音乐。
Even if you're not watching TV, leave it on, kind of thing.
甚至你并没有在看电视，你也让电视开着。
In that 1 week of silence, and you can try this.
那一个星期那是没有任何这样的声音，你可以试试。
You discover your internal jukebox.
你就会能够发现你里面的这样的一个一个
电唱机。It starts to play songs that you thought I never really paid attention to those lyrics。
那你就开始在那里给你来演奏一些你平时不注意的一些歌。
What are the words that now starts to fill your mind when nothing external is coming in?
当外在的东西不再进来的时候，神的话语就开始进入到你的里面。
The psalmist says, "I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you."
当我们在这里说，我要把你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Because he knows there is this internal jukebox that will direct how you actually think.
因为你知道你里面的那个点唱机会来带领你怎么样去思考。
O come, all ye faithful.
让我们看见来吧，众信徒们。
Let us hold dear a wonder for God.
让我们来到神的面前来惊叹神的雄伟。
And also let us confess the atrocities of our sins.
但是在这里来承认我们的罪。
Specifically in this context is the sins of violence.
让我们在这个里面我们看见是一个暴力的这样的一个罪行。
As I was thinking, I don't punch.
我犯罪，我并没有说我去打你。
But then, God reminded me, and so remind every one of us, that we do much violence to ourselves.
但神让我们看见我们很多时候让这个罪暴力的罪行在我们身上的任意的往行。
In our entertainment choices, in our recreational choices.
在我们做一些比如说娱乐的一些等等的一些选择的时候。
We say, nah, it's no worries, it's just a show or it's a game or a sport.
我们说，哎呀，没关系啦，只是一些节目而已啦，一些运动而已啦。
But each and every encounter, we're laying out the fodder for violence to continue to grow in our hearts until one day it just blossoms.
No, 实际上我们就是当我们这样做的时候很危险，因为我们就任意这样的一个罪在里面成长，最后它会出来。
On a lighter note, well, my nephew.
那就是我的一个侄子。
He likes to take his toy cars and.
他喜欢把他的那些玩具车能够互相的来把它撞坏。
Or fling them off from the tabletop and hear the crash and he goes.
然后他就把他的车从桌子上弹下去，然后摔到地下，摔碎了以后，他就会非常奇怪的笑。他就这样。
I asked him, "You like that?"
我就问他，你喜欢这样吗
？Yeah.
他说啊，可以。
Do you know how bad that thing really is? The violence is it?
你知道这个暴力是多么的不好吗
？And so one day, without warning him, as he was talking, I just tapped his forehead.
有一次当他我没有警告他，我就走过去弹了他的脑门。
He had a shock.
他就非常震惊。
And he went ouch.
And then he said,
"You like to crash your cars?"
And 我说你要再来把你的车撞坏吗
？No.
然后他看见我说不要了。
And then no crashing of cars anymore.
从此以后他就不再破坏车了。
But on a more serious note,
那其实还更严肃的。
A survivor from the Paris shooting.
让我们看见这样的一个袭击枪杀的那个存活者。
He was shot.
他是非常的处于震惊的状态。
And he said, "I saw firsthand what a bullet can do."
让我看见这个子弹能够带来的一个影响。
It really shocked me.
他让我非常的震惊。
It wreaks exceptional violence on the body. It's monstrous, absolutely monstrous, what bullets can do.
因为当这个子弹打到身体的时候，它真的是有一股巨大的力量能够把你撕碎。
And yet in our minds we think, 007, cool.
在我们的心中，我们好像就是认为，就是说打一枪，就觉得非常的cool.
Are we aware of entertainment that glorifies or minimizes?The actual nature of violence.
当我们在做些选择的时候，我们是不是可以来把这些降低到最小
？And there are all sorts of other violence verbally.
那我们也知道，我们也有言语上的粗暴。
We could call people douchebag.
我们可以叫 people 可以叫人这个窝囊废。
And then we exercise the self-righteousness and veil it and say, "Oh, it's just DB."
但是我们可能也许自以为意的，我们就说啊，没有关系，这就是一个窝囊废。
As if we are better people by saying a representation rather than the actual words.
但我们很多时候说的只是一些外表的，并不是实际的。
We do violence to others.
我们对其他人也是非常的粗暴。
In all different ways.
用各种各样的方式。
So as we look to God and ask for forgiveness, we have to ask.
当我们看到这些的时候，我们就要来向神来向他要寻求他的赦免。
Are we like the old Israel?
我们就像那个旧的以色列吗？
Who really have no distinction from the rest of the world?
他和这个其他的民族没有区别。
Oh, come all ye faithful.
让我们看，哦，来吧，众信徒。
Let us face our sins honestly.
让我们能够非常坦诚的来面对我们的罪。
And confess them sincerely.
让我们很严肃的来认罪。
And really, in the end, is to come to the Lord and praise Him because there's now redemption in Christ.
那最后我们事实上来到神的面前，就是赞美他，因为他能够救赎我们。
As children of God, we can now behold the wonder of God, boldly confess our sins, because to us a child is born.
那作为神的子民，我们可以对神来惊叹，我们也可以面对我们的罪，那是因为有一个婴孩为我们生。
And his name is Jesus Emmanuel.
因为他的名字就是耶稣基督，神与人同在。
The Savior who will deliver his people from sins.
我们一个救赎主把他人从罪恶中释放出来。
And the Lord who is present to walk with his followers.
神就与跟随他的人同在。
If we look to Isaiah chapter 9.
如果我们看以赛亚书第九章。
We see that the coming of Jesus Emmanuel marks the coming of the light of the world.
当我们看见耶稣基督神与人同在来的时候，我们也看见这样神的光也与我们同在。
We see that Jesus Emmanuel himself is the Prince of Peace.
当我们看见神与我们同在，耶稣基督他就是一个和平的君。
And Jesus Emmanuel he marks the coming of the herald of God's news, good news.
因为这个和平的君带来的就是一个天使给我们的一个大好的信息。
The coming of Jesus Emmanuel signifies that God's kingdom has now come.
但我们看见神与我们同在这样一个信息，就告诉我们神的国已经降临我们。
That our world today can be under God already.
我们今天的世界也应该已经在神的掌管之下。
We don't have to wait for a future glory.
我们不需要等到将来的荣耀的那一刻。
The first coming of Jesus Christ has broken that glory into this world.
因为耶稣基督已经在这个世上释放了神的荣耀。
The lands that are walking in darkness have seen a great light.
但走在这个黑暗的世界上的人已经看到了光。
And Jesus tells us, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.
因为耶稣跟我们说，我们要悔改，因为神的国近了。
We can now scale the mountain of the Lord because Jesus Emmanuel did die on the cross for the redemption of our sins.
那我们能够来登这个耶和华的山，因为耶稣基督神与我们同在，已经为我们死了。
We can understand and practice the path of the Lord because Jesus Emmanuel, he not only taught us, he modeled it for us.
那我们也看见耶稣基督已经给我们一个很好的榜样，他不但教了我们，他也给我们看见这样一条路。
In fact, we know that He is the way, the truth, and the life.
因为我们知道他就是生命、真理和亮光。
And we can walk in the light of the Lord because Jesus Emmanuel, He has promised to be with us always until the end of the age.
因为耶稣基督神与我们同在，他已经应许我们，他会与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
Dear CCMC,
我们亲爱的CCMC,
blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
因为那些使人和睦的人能成为神的儿女。
Isaiah's vision of God's kingdom of peace is being realized in you and me today.
因为以赛亚的这样的一个意象，从神来的意象，已经在你和我之间要来实现。
And his call to worship and obedience and repentance is also being realized in us today.
今天在我们当中，他要我们来悔改认罪，也在我们当中来实现。
When we proclaim that we have faith in Jesus Emmanuel,
当我们来宣称我们对耶稣基督的一个信仰的时候
，We are proclaiming to have faith that craves the sweetness of God's truth above all else.
实际上就是让我们看见我们渴望神的那种甜美，超过一切的那个甜美的一个渴望。
Above all sayings.
就超过一切人的智慧。
And it's a faith that will want to bear the fruit of righteousness of the new life in Christ.
超过一切的信仰，这种信仰是给我们带来生命的果子的。
The new has come, the old is gone.
新的来了，旧的过去了。
With Christmas approaching,
当圣诞节来临的时候
，O come all ye faithful,
来吧，众信徒们
，Joyful and triumphant.
让我们来欢庆，能够来庆祝。
To Bethlehem,
来庆祝
Bethlehem,
Bethlehem,
to behold Christ the King.
来荣耀我们的耶稣基督,
Let us adore him.
让我们来尊崇他,
Let us live out his life.
让我们来活出他的生命。
Glory to God in the highest heaven.
愿荣耀归在至高的宝座上的神。
And on earth, let us read this together. And on earth,
peace to those.
Alright, let's start again. Let's read this together.
Glory
to God in the highest heaven.
荣耀归于神。
And on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. May the Lord bless his word. And as we prepare ourselves to take the Holy Communion, let us give thanks for the break from the busyness of life, that we could have this time to contemplate on God's good news to us. That Jesus has redeemed us from sin and delivered us into glory. Let us contemplate on the meaning of Christmas.
让我们来思考圣诞节的意义。
Let us give thanks and rejoice.
让我们来感恩，让我们来喜乐。
Jesus Emmanuel has come.
耶稣神与我们同在已经来了。
And our Lord will come yet again.
因为神他会再一次来。
Let us spend some time in quiet meditation.
让我们安静一段时间。